It was a young esquire, someone Richard's own age, who shouted at Tyler that he was a thief. It broke the strange spell. Walworth, the mayor, who had always taken a hard line, tried to arrest Tyler. There was horseback fighting, Walworth getting in the decisive blow, cutting Tyler through the shoulder and neck. As soon as he was down, the king's men surrounded him, finishing him off, but making sure the rebel camp could not see what was going on.
One way or another, this was the moment of truth. It was also the moment when Richard himself acted, decisively and with amazing courage. He rode straight at the rebels, shouting famously, "You shall have no captain but me."
The words were brilliantly chosen and were, of course, deliberately ambiguous. To the rebels, it seemed that Richard himself was now their leader, just as they'd always wanted. But the words could just as easily have been meant as the first reassertion of royal authority. Either way, it diffused the immediate crisis and gave Mayor Walworth the opportunity to get back to London and mobilise armed men. Now the process of breaking up the leaderless rebellion could begin. Cautiously at first with offers of pardons and mercy, but then with implacable resolution.